The Board of Game has made some changes that involve predator control. At a meeting in Anchorage that wrapped up last week, the board reclassified black bears as fur bearers. Board Chairman Cliff Judkins says the change was made to allow some payback for people participating in state predator control.
What we wanted to do is allow people to sell black bear hides, either raw, tanned, with the claws on them, without, however, just like you would any other animal that you could sell. Mainly because of the problems we've got with black bear predation on moose calves. But the purpose to allow people that are out taking black bear mainly for predator control operations to be able to sell the hides and recoup a little revenue from it.
The change retains a ban on selling bear gallbladders. Judkins says bear trapping is only currently allowed in the Upper Yukon Tanana Predator Control Area, and that a subsequent regulatory process will determine how, where, and when black bears can be harvested. The reclassification was made by amending a proposal before the board, and it took opponents by surprise. Wade Willis, an ex-state and federal biologist and frequent game board critic, says black bear reclassification happened without public notice or comment and circumvented the normal review process for predator control.
This is nothing but de facto predator control. The liberalization of the legal sale of black bear parts is an attempt to motivate people to kill bears and sell their parts to make it profitable, to increase the state's agenda to basically all-out war on predators in Alaska.
Willis is also concerned about another board action that allows limited non-resident hunting in predator control areas where moose and caribou populations are depressed.
We wanted the state to draw a line in the sand, so to speak, and say at the lower end of the predator control programs, when the populations are at the lowest levels, that non-resident hunting would not be allowed. The state refused to do so, indicating that really predator control is not about protecting rural subsistence harvest. It's about protecting the ability of the commercial guiding industry to have non-resident hunting opportunity around the state.
The Board of Game's Judkins says non-resident hunters don't have a major impact on local harvests in the state's predator control areas.
If you look at it statewide, I think non-resident harvest of caribou is around 3%, and non-resident moose is 8-10, something like that. It's not a very high percentage. And they're mostly guided hunts that get into areas where the residents are not getting to.
Judkin says non-resident hunting is normally the first thing to be eliminated in areas where the moose and caribou populations are down, but that predator control has raised the populations enough to allow limited non-resident harvest without substantially impacting locals.